Blog Talk Radio.
Live on Alloway Central tonight, and I'll be your host, Benson Fector, alongside Will McLeod. And we have an exciting show tonight for you, discussing many topics, including tax hits, two home runs, Yanks halt Mets win streak. A source says Rangers are traded for Hayles Hamilton. Sale went to KC Clubhouse and KC on incidents. Statcast delves into Lagares' amazing catch. Get RBI Baseball 15 on your iOS device, which we will be demoing on Monday, and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. On this day in baseball history in 1989, joining Reggie Jackson in the Reggie Bar, Ken Griffey Jr. becomes the second player in history to have a candy bar named after him, where he signs a contract with Pacific Trading Cards Company. Unfortunately, the Mariners center fielder can't enjoy the popular confectionery. More than 1 million will be sold because a 19-year-old rookie is allergic to chocolate. For the baseball joke of the day, what's the difference between a high-hit baseball and a maggot's father?
I don't know.
One's a pop fly, the other's a fly pop.
That's a good one.
And today we're going to start with how Teixeira swaps pair as Yanks, Nap, Mets, win streak, Allen. Now we're going to quickly start with Mark Teixeira. So Mark Teixeira gets two home runs tonight in the win over the Mets. So Mark Teixeira is hot this year. He was down last year with injuries in the previous years, but he's back, at least what we see. I mean, what are your thoughts on Mark Teixeira moving forward with the New York Yankees? I mean, he had two home runs tonight, which is a pretty big deal going up against the Mets in the Subway Series.
I think it'll be huge for the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees not the best team there is, and I think if they can get this guy swinging the bat at what he used to do 2, 3, 4 years ago, I think it'll help them a lot.
Now, tonight the Yankees snapped the Mets win streak at 11. So the Mets were going on historic winning streak. They went 10-0 in their home stand. 11-0, now they are 13-4. So the Yankees snapped it in the first game of the Subway Series. Do you think the Mets will bounce back and take the Subway Series, or the Yankees can go on and win it?
I think the Mets will definitely at least take one game from the Yankees, and then just because they've shown how strong of a team they are this early in the season.
Also, like, what do you think, is there any letdown after you get on the 11-game win streak and then you lose to your the Subway Series, which obviously is a big deal for New Yorkers, especially now that the Mets are doing outstanding so far this season. Like, do you think there's any letdown that you did lose after 11, especially against your rival?
There definitely has to be some. I mean, but I think for them it's just another loss, and I think it's definitely a bigger deal to lose on a win streak, especially when you have it that long, but I think that's in the back of their mind. It's just a normal loss for them.
Mark Teixeira homered twice off of Jake DeGrom, and Jacoby Ellsbury also cleared the fence in Friday night's Subway Series opener, helping the Yankees snap the Mets' 11-game winning streak with a 6-1 victory at Yankee Stadium. So Jacob DeGrom of the Mets, a fantastic young pitcher coming up in the Mets organization and looking to be right there with Matt Harvey tandem. He did let up the two home runs. The Yankees Stadium is a very hitters-friendly park. But do you think Jacob DeGrom, this struggle is going to continue for him, or do you think it's just he's in the Yankee Stadium and he'll get back to normal when he gets back to Citi Field? Just not hitters' ballparks.
I think he definitely will. I mean, he's a good pitcher, and I just think since early in the season, he just needs to find his stride on the year.
Also, Jacoby Ellsbury did hit a home run, which is unprecedented for him. He's usually the double guy still in tonight's Subway Series opener. So Jacoby Ellsbury hit this home run. Do you think this is going to continue throughout the series and going forward, or do you think this is just a one-night thing for Jacoby Ellsbury?
I think it's just a one-night thing. I mean, every ball player is going to hit a home run once in a while, and I just think tonight was his night.
I mean, every player is going to hit it once in a while, as we saw early on in an exhibition game when the Pirates played the Phillies. Ben Revere walked it off, and it was his first home run in two or three years, something like that, which is an extended streak. But every ballplayer is going to get their home run. Jacoby Ellsbury got his home run tonight. Thanks for talking earlier about how the Yankees did snap that 11-game win streak, which was impressive to say the least. But the Yankees snapped it in emphatic fashion with a 6-1, which is a decent one, not a blowout, but a very decent win against their crosstown rivals. So not only did the Mets lose that winning streak, but they lost it by 5 runs, which may have been more of a letdown for Mets fans. So do you think, I mean, the Mets just couldn't get the bats going tonight, only 1 run, but the Yankees got to go in 6 runs. Do you think this is the way it's going to continue throughout the Subway Series, or do you think it will change tomorrow night?
I think it will change tomorrow night, and I mean, every team has their games where it's just a fluke and they just need to get on to the next night. I think that's what the Mets will do definitely tomorrow night.
The Yankees won for the 7th time in 8 games by a strong performance from Michael Pineda, who limited the Mets to Lucas due to a 6-inning sacrifice by the Dodgers' 3rd consecutive victory. Pineda scattered 5 hits over 7 2/3 innings, striking out 7. So, I mean, the Yankees are on a hot streak, too. They've won 7 in their past 8 games, so they're 7-1 right now. So, the Yankees are not doing too better now, and the Mets are still on an 11-1 streak. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting going in tomorrow. We see this 7-1 team and 11-1 team squaring off. It's just going to be New York teams are just doing so well right now.
Yeah, I mean, these past few years, the New York baseball team has sort of been a disappointment, but early in this year, they haven't let down anyone.
I mean, it's also nice to see a strong performance from Michael Pineda, who we all know last year had his pine tar incidents and everything. But, I mean, I sort of like to see Michael Pineda do well, and he did help them improve to 7-1. So, I mean, what are your brief thoughts on Michael Pineda and the whole scandal last year? But, I mean, he's obviously a great pitcher in my mind, and the pine tar is just what he's going to be overlooked for.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, once you make one big bad mistake, especially like that with suspensions and stuff, it can sort of ruin you for a while, and I think that's just the unfortunate case for Michael Pineda.
Michael Pineda, I mean, he's pitching in Yankee Stadium, and he's only letting up a sacrifice fly in his only RBI, which was hit by Lucas Duda. And now Michael Pineda's 3-0, and he's off to a hot start, just like he was last year. So he only let up Lucas Duda sacrifice fly, which, I mean, must be hard for a pitcher to do, because it wasn't a hard hit or anything. It was a sacrifice fly that he let his only run. I mean, if you were a pitcher or Michael Pineda in this scenario, would you be sort of upset that your only run let up on the night was a sacrifice fly?
Not really, because, I mean, a run is a run, and just have to deal with it.
Also, he, as I said just a little bit earlier, he is on a hot start, 3-0, 3rd consecutive victory. Do you think Michael Pineda can keep up this hot start and pace the American League East?
I don't think he will keep going at this rate, but I definitely think he'll have a good, successful season.
I mean, it's just amazing, too. He only allowed 5 hits, 7 2/3 innings, so he's limiting his hits number in the, as I said, countless times, the hitter-friendly Yankee Stadium. It's just impressive that he only let 5 hits and 7 2/3 innings, but they're usually up most nights into the double digits. Another impressive feat that Michael Pineda did achieve tonight is he struck out 7 guys. So in his 7 2/3 innings of work, struck out 7, gave up 5 hits. It's just impressive what we're seeing Michael Pineda do after, obviously, a scandal last year. And it just gives me, I would say, like a nice feeling to know that he's gained his reputation back and he's helping the Yankees win, knock off the Mets after winning 11 straight. So DeGrom was charged with 6 runs from 8 hits over 5 innings to share his first inning homer snapped his 18 1/3 inning scoreless streak. So, I mean, it's unprecedented in us to see Jacob DeGrom to charge for 6 runs in any game, especially in a game like tonight. So what are your thoughts on just Jacob DeGrom giving up 6 runs tonight against the Yankees?
I think it was just maybe couldn't rise to the occasion of the big Subway Series. And, I mean, there's 162 games in a season, and you're pretty due to have one of them not be your best. So I think that was just the case for him tonight.
I mean, his 6 runs were only allowed 8 hits, so they weren't hitting much to get those runs, and it was over 5 innings, a very short stint for Jacob DeGrom tonight. So 8 hits on 6 runs, that must be a little bit disappointing, because some pitchers can get away with no runs on 8 hits, and he gave up 6 runs. So they're obviously big hits just seeing those two numbers together.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, Teixeira, as we were talking about earlier, he's off to a hot start. He did get a first inning home run, but more importantly, he snapped Jacob DeGrom's 18 1/3 inning scoreless streak. So Jacob DeGrom was hot before this. Do you think now, after those 18 1/3 innings, and then the first inning, it just boom, he's done with that? Do you think he's gonna continue on this trend downhill from what we saw in the previous 18 innings?
I'm not sure. I mean, you never know what can happen with a player, especially this early in the season.
So, as I did on Wednesday, I cannot join you guys last night, but I segmented the most important game and tonight the most important game was this. And the first segment I have is on the mark. Sherry gave the Yankees a quick lead in the first inning with a 2-run shot to right field off DeGrom. Then extend their advantage with another 2-run homer in the third. 7 of Teixeira's 12 hits have been home runs. And it marks Teixeira's 38th career multi-homer game and first since July 9th, 2014 at Cleveland. So as I said, Mark Teixeira is on the mark. He's doing well, which is exciting for every single New York Yankee fan that they got Mark Teixeira back.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
The next segment that I did do is not so DeGrominate. It wasn't just Teixeira who hurt DeGrom, but also Ellsbury, who had a solo homer in the third, and Stephen Drew, who added a sacrifice fly. DeGrom departed after allowing a season-high 6 runs in the season-low 5 innings, raising his ERA from .93, which is impressive in itself, to 2.96, which is also a fairly impressive number. So, I mean, a little bit of wordplay here, not so DeGrominate. DeGrominate. So, you just, as I said, not dominant tonight. Less than dominant. Stephen Drew, Jacoby Ellsbury, and Mark Teixeira just lit him up tonight. I just think he's off, wasn't it tonight, and he'll move on within the next 5 days. Big Mike finds his groove. Though he had picked up victories in his last two outings, Pineda had been more hittable than he liked, turning 22 hits through his first 18 innings for a .306 opponent batting average. He showed signs of turning that around and recapturing his 2014 form, holding the Mets to just 5 hits while pitching into the eighth to earn a standing ovation as he left the field. So, I mean, as a thrower, I'm happy for him that he's finally finding his groove and that all Yankees fans are happy. They have Teixeira, they have Mike Pineda, Jacoby Ellsbury, and Stephen Strowman. You couldn't be happier if you're a New York Yankee fan right now.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, haven't had a whole bunch of cheer about it except for the leaving of Derek Jeter these last year. And I just think that everything's coming together for them this year so far.
The next segment that I do have from this game was horrible. So hot right now. How's this for an MLB debut? Alex Rodriguez at the plate. 2 men on base. That's a situation that awaited Mets pitcher Hansel Robles, who allowed an infield hit to Rodriguez before striking out Brian McCann and Carlos Beltran to escape the 7th-inning jam. So this guy, Hansel Robles, he comes in this monster jam, and he gets out of it. I mean, that's just an amazing feat for this young pitcher who was making his major league debut.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to get out of jam is hard enough, but I mean, when the nerves are going, it can definitely change the whole level.
We have to get to break. That's the Spectrum Right Pills is LB Central. You can call in at 516-666-990 to talk more about the Subway series, or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. Now we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Rangers to trade for Halo Hamilton.
I think it's just absolutely crazy. I mean, Hamilton didn't really do much, wasn't as productive as he was before, and as he was then as he was in Anaheim. And I think this is a lot beneficial for the Rangers and for him, and I think you will get straight back into his home run hitting stroke.
And the Rangers are close to a deal that would send the Angels outfielder Josh Hamilton back to Texas. A source told MLB.com he are Sullivan on Friday. Neither club has confirmed the trade, which still needs to clear several logistical hurdles before it's completed. I mean, like, I hear the statement. The Rangers are close to a deal that would send Angels outfielder Josh Hamilton back to Texas. It's just phenomenal that he's going back to Texas where his worst team was amazing and where the Rangers were amazing. I mean, do you think that Josh Hamilton going back, even though he's not as big as he used to be, really helps the Texas Rangers moving forward?
I mean, that team, as you know, has a lot of missing pieces, but I think it'll definitely help them a lot in the win column. And I think it'll be the record that shows the most.
Wait, but like, one thing to show that, I mean, Josh Allen has a huge contract. What are the Rangers going to send to the Angels to not take all the salary, or the Angels gonna have to pay off some of it? And they're just, it's mind-boggling me, like, the money and everything that's going to be going into this trade and how it's going to work. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Are the Angels going to pay off, or the Rangers going to send a big money contract? What is going to happen here to help the Rangers evade some of this big money that they cannot afford?
I think it'll be definitely a lot of sum of just money and maybe a couple prospects, but I mean, on the huge contract he is, it'll definitely be hard to pay him off.
The Angels aren't expected just now to get any players from the Rangers. Only cash considerations, a source said. Dallas Sports, supported by the Rangers, would pay about $15 million of the roughly $90 million and send to Hamilton through the 2017 season. So the Angels aren't expected to get any players from the Rangers. And I'm just hearing the feel of the Angels. He is still a good player. Do you think this is a smart move for the Angels, or they're letting go somebody that could get better in the future?
I think this will turn out just fine for the Angels. I mean, they're a good team. They'll know what to do.
Okay, so it's only cash consideration, so the Angels are obviously overwhelmed with money, and they're giving away money to get money. So in the end, it's all good for them. They're getting roughly $90 million in this contract. So I, now that I hear myself talk, it makes more logistical sense for me for the Angels to make this trade.
Yeah, and it'll definitely give the Angels a lot more cap space to sign someone else.
Somebody also, there are a lot of big pitchers coming out in the market, so that will be big for them. All right, we're going to our 7-minute stretch. Okay, Devin Morgan, we'll be back for closing statements and say something. I'm Benson Fletcher, my co-host is Will MacLeod. If you want to call quickly, the number is 516-666-990 to talk about Josh Hamilton going to the Athletics, or not to the Athletics, to the Rangers, or onto our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. We're going to the 7-minute stretch. MLB Central, and it's time to say something. We'll take it away. Okay, I guess I'll be the one saying something. So if I would like to take away one thing from the show tonight, it would be that everybody is looking at the Mets. They're on their 11-game win streak, but we're not looking at the Yankees. Because they're 7-1, just the fact that the Yankees are being overlooked is just mind-boggling to me. And I think the Yankees should get more credit, and not just the Mets. I'm going to try this one more time. Will, are you still there?
Yeah, sorry about that. I would have to take away the blockbuster deal of maybe the season so far, how Josh Hamilton will be returning to his former ball club, the Rangers of Texas. I just think that's a huge deal.
All right, I'd like to thank George, Kathleen, and Brandon Fetcher for helping with the planning and production of MLB Central Monday night from 5 to 5:30 p.m. You can tune in to MLB Central at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. Scratch it, it's going to be 4:30 to 5 p.m. Listeners, please follow MLB Central on Blog Talk Radio at the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central, and we broadcast half an hour every weekday. I'm Benson Spector, and my co-host is Will McLean. You can email us at MLBCentral1@gmail.com. Have a great day. Ultimo Monday, and it will be a little bit of unprecedented show for us. We will be demoing the new app, RBI Baseball 15, which RBI Baseball has reached out to us and asked us to demo on the show. So that will be very exciting. Be sure to tune in. Get RBI Baseball 15 on your iOS device. You can follow along with us when we do demo it on Monday. So just quickly, Will, are you excited for Monday and the RBI Baseball demo?
I guess so.
All right, I'm Benson Spector. This is Will McLean. Have a great day.